Hello, I'm Rev David, and I live, work and play on Alderney, one of the Channel Islands. Thanks for joining me as I wander through life. Last week, our island of Alderney was enveloped in a cloud for 2 days. There were no planes in or out, but the ferry ran. It reminded me of being a child at high school. And if the fog was so thick that you couldn't see the traffic lights from the headmaster's study, then you're allowed to go home early. But now I'm a grown-up, and the fog is just an inconvenience to be suffered. And now, saying this out loud, makes me sound like a grumpy old man. Anyway, this all got me thinking about two things. Firstly, what's the difference between fog and cloud? And secondly, clouds and God are mentioned quite a few times in the Bible. So what's all that about? To answer the first question, the difference between fog and cloud is altitude. If the base of a cloud is within 50 feet of the ground, then it's fog. To explore the second question, there are quite a few times in the Bible when the action takes place on the top of a mountain, and the mountain top gets covered in cloud, and the voice of God is heard. I suppose the best known examples are when Moses goes up a mountain and receives the Ten Commandments, and when Jesus takes three disciples up a mountain and his face shines brightly, and they hear God speak. So in the Bible, a cloud is both a place of hiddenness, you can't see God, and a place of revelation, you can hear God. The cloud gives God a sense of mystery. God is there, but not there, not seen, but heard. This puts me in mind of the word glimpse. It seems to me that very few of us have very clear and unequivocal experiences of God in our lives, but that many of us catch glimpses of God at various times. Which begs the question, why is God so elusive? Is God teasing us? I don't think so. I think it comes down to the fact that God is so big, so beyond our wildest imagining, that if we were to fully experience God, then we'd probably blow a fuse. Our brains would be completely overwhelmed. As Christians, we believe that the best way to know about God is to know Jesus, because Jesus cuts through the hiddenness of the cloud and reveals God in a way that we can understand. So where does all this leave us? Well, I suppose that it's all about the times and places when we have a greater sense of the spiritual. I've been talking about mountaintops and clouds, but for some people, it can be a cliff top, along a beach, in the midst of a very busy city, in a church or temple, or sitting in a garden, or somewhere else. So here's a thought for Friday. Where's your place where you take the time to think about the big things, the things beyond us? When were you last there, and when will you return? That's it for now. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.